Joining us live now, we have Representative Stephen Exaros from the Cape. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy Veterans Day, Christine.
I know
everybody.
And I know that you are giving a couple of speeches today and a proud supporter of our armed forces.
Amen.
That's right.
I am. I just got done with one, and I've got three more to go, and I'm proud to be able to do it.
That is terrific. And I know that you are also one of the driving forces behind getting Nero's Law passed into law. It looks like it passed the Senate, and you're going to be pushing it in the House starting today. Is that accurate?
Absolutely accurate. You know, the story is very personal to me as Sean Gannon's deputy chief at the time, and all of the police officers and firefighters that were there that day that saw the, you know, horrible thing happen, and then saw Nero and couldn't help Nero, who had been shot in the head. And here we are, you know, almost 4 years later, and the Senate did a huge thing yesterday by passing the Senate version 38-0. And now my job is to stand before the House of Representatives, 160 of us strong, next week, and get this somehow over the finish line for K-9 Nero, for K-9 Kit, and the 250 police dogs currently serving and protecting us in Massachusetts. We got to get it done.
Now, what specifically would this legislation allow to happen?
Currently, people are not allowed to help an animal or put an animal in an ambulance. So the new Nero bill, which will become law hopefully very soon, allows first responders to treat an animal, a police dog, and place that police dog in an ambulance as long as humans are already taken care of. This will allow the trained people to use their skills and use an ambulance to help save the life of an injured police dog.
And it seems like that would be the kind thing to do and the practical thing to do. But when the incident happened that took Sergeant Gannon's life and Nero also very severely wounded, because of law, he was left not able to have help. Was it for 4 hours?
He was trapped in the house with the murderer. The murderer had shot Sean. We got Sean out. Sadly, he died at the hospital despite everyone trying to save him. Nero was in the house with the murderer, and the murderer wouldn't come out. So it took us about 3 or 4 hours to negotiate for the murderer to come out and surrender. That's what the delay was the murderer's refusal to come out or give up. And we got that done, and then we had to rescue Nero. And I was there when Nero came out in the loving arms of a police officer, gasping for breath, bleeding to death. And I was there and watched the EMTs and the paramedics and the empty ambulances that could not help him. Everybody wanted to, but they couldn't. And police officer Peter McClellan and Dr. Khan, a physician, put him in the back of a cruiser. Troy Perry, a Bonneville police officer, drove the police car, and the doctor stopped the bleeding, and Peter opened his airway, and they drove as fast as they could to the nearest veterinary hospital. And that's how we saved Nero's life. And it can be better than that in the future, where these trained people can provide first aid, give oxygen, stop the bleeding, give fluids, put that animal in an ambulance, and save its life. They deserve it. They're there protecting us, and we need to be there to protect them.
Wow, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I imagine that you're advising people to call your local state rep and tell them you want this bill passed.
We appreciate that, and I got to thank you, Christine. Trust me, you know, having the public involved, thousands of people have called in and emailed, and it's a bipartisan thing. We have over 100 co-signers, and the biggest thing was getting it heard, getting it out of committee, having the Senate do what they did, and now the House will do what we do, and we'll come together, and my dream is to have it you know, accomplished as soon as we can and have some peace for the Gannon family, Dara, Sean's wife, Denise and Patrick, his parents, and all the police officers and all the firefighters that do their job every day and that were there that day, and all those dogs out there to know that we made a difference and we're there to show our love and respect for these animals that will do anything to help save us.
Well, we're going to continue to follow this story. We appreciate you joining us so much, and we will talk soon again. That's Representative Stephen Exaros and from the Cape. And thank you. We're going to put this interview up online, too. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a great Veterans Day.
You too. Thank you. We'll be back after this.